And now West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Carroll County Emergency Management telling us to be weather aware this weekend with the threat on Saturday for heavy rain, strong wind gusts, and isolated tornadoes from East Alabama to east of Atlanta. Meteorologist Verona Morrell with the National Weather Service in Peachtree City says we are definitely getting some rain, but the chance for severe weather begins Saturday afternoon, stretching into Saturday evening.
Major threats would be damaging winds, possibility of tornadoes, and locally heavy rainfall. Western Georgia is still in a slight risk. That may change during the day as the models update. The slight risk would extend down the west side of the state at this point, all the way from Rome, all the way down to Albany.
Should at any time the National Weather Service issue a severe thunderstorm warning and a tornado watch together, or a tornado warning, each Graddick radio station will interrupt regular programming to alert you to the storm's progress. Stay tuned for updates throughout the next 2 days. County officials are also keeping their eye on the potential for severe weather midweek next week. Coweta Judicial Circuit Chief Judge John Simpson publicly announcing on Thursday that he will qualify to seek his seventh consecutive term as Superior Court Judge in 2020. The former state legislator says during his tenure as judge, he is most proud of the work he's been involved with, the district's problem-solving courts.
And I've worked with the drug court, the mental health court, and child support court, and our child support court became the most innovative program in the nation. So that's the thing I'm most proud of.
Simpson on Thursday said he has plans to bring to Carrollton a veterans court.
The veterans court is important because the veterans are in tough situations in the military and when they go overseas, when they get in combat, and then oftentimes they have difficulty reentering society. They can have some post-traumatic stress. And when they have problems with law enforcement, we need to show them compassion and help them with those issues. This will give our veterans treatment and mentoring and not jail time.
Qualifying for all May 19th general primary and nonpartisan election races begins on Monday, March 2nd, and will close on Friday, March the 6th. The Carrollton City Schools Board of Education seeing three board members sworn in to begin new four-year terms on Thursday. Greg Schulenberg beginning his first term as the Ward 4 board member, replacing Dr. Jimmy Pope, who retired at the end of 2019. Melanie McClendon was appointed in June of 2018 to serve as a citywide representative to fill an unexpired term. She was unchallenged in the 2019 election. And Greg Dothert is serving his fourth consecutive term on the board. He was unchallenged in 2019. Also on Thursday, at-large board member David Godwin was elected by his peers to be the new board chairman, succeeding Dr. Pope. Construction is underway in northern Carroll County as GDOT crews are working to add a southbound turn lane on State Route 113 to State Route 8, Highway 78. That lane will take approximately 60 days to complete, weather permitting. Motorists can expect delays in the area due to the construction and occasional lane closures. And that could be a little frustrating as motorists are using Highway 78 to avoid the construction on Interstate 20. I'm Colin Worthington.